Because that's the power that we have as humans. We have the power that has created who we are up to this point. And therefore, we have the power to change who we are beyond this point. Welcome to Leading You. I'm your host, Julie Hyde. And in this space, we delve into the dynamic intersection of leadership and mindset. Join me as we uncover the essential tools and insights you need to sculpt your own success and lead a life you absolutely love. Hi, this is Julie Hyde, and welcome to this episode of Leading You. I have a question for you. When you look in the mirror, do you like what you see? And I'm not talking about how your hair looks or how you're dressed or whether you look tired or vibrant. I'm talking about really looking beyond and looking deep into your soul and thinking, how am I feeling right now? Do you like what you see? I share in my book, You Always Have a Choice, a poem about this, because I think it is really important to like who is looking back at you from the mirror. And not just like them, but love the person looking back at you, which is, of course, you. And the reason I'm talking about this is because I've had so many conversations lately about people being fed up with their job, people not enjoying the people that they're leading, and feeling that they have to change themselves to accommodate high performers, people who are achieving great results but who have toxic behaviors and who don't want to change themselves. So the leader is thinking that they have to change them to accommodate so it doesn't impact the business results. And I've been speaking to people who are just fed up with being caught on the treadmill of life, the busy cycle, the vortex of busy, and they've completely lost sight with who they are not feeling happy. I really ask the question is, what is the point of all you're doing right now if it doesn't lead to genuine happiness? And I really love this poem that I have at the start of my book, and it's a poem by Dale Wimbrow, and it's called The Guy in the Glass. And I think what he has written reflects this beautifully. Now, as I read through this and as you hear this, just imagine that it's written just for you. When you get what you want in your struggle for health and the world makes you king for a day, then go to the mirror and look at yourself and see what that guy has to say. For it isn't your father or mother or wife who judgment upon you must pass. The fella whose verdict counts most in your life is the guy staring back at you from the glass. He's the fella to please, never mind all the rest. For he's with you clear up to the end. And you've passed your most dangerous, difficult test if the guy in the glass is your friend. You may be like Jack Horner and chisel a plum and think you're a wonderful guy. But the man in the glass says you're only a bum if you can't look him straight in the eye. You can fool the whole world down the pathway of years and get pats on the back as you pass, but your final reward will be heartache and tears if you've cheated the guy in the glass. Now, as he touchingly says, the last person you want to be cheating is you. And the most important person that you need to be happy with is the person who is looking back at you from the mirror. Now, for me, this really talks to your legacy, because your legacy is something that you create every single day. through your actions and non-actions, your decisions, non-decision, choices, non-choices. But your legacy is the culmination of everything you do over your life. It's not something that just happens when you're on your deathbed. And a lot of people don't like talking about legacy because they feel like it's something sad or it's something that you do reflect on when you're on your deathbed. But this is something that we can all actively be doing right now. There is a lot of unhappiness out there. There is a lot of burnout happening. And all of this is a choice. Choice is also compromising for others. It's also feeling like you have to say yes to people when you really want to say no. It's adjusting your behaviors on the whole rather than making sure that you're working with an organization that are aligned with your values. And we can often lose sight of that. So I wanted to ask you the question today. When you look in the mirror, are you happy with what you see? Are you happy with the person inside, the person deep within your soul who is looking back at you? And this can be a hard question to answer sometimes, because often when we're looking at the same person in the mirror, we see the same thing and we think, yeah, I'm happy. So this is very much a self-awareness exercise. Because if you look deep, if you look beyond the surface, if you reflect on how you're behaving, the decisions that you're making, how you're impacting on others, your ability to self-regulate, are you happy with who you are? Or are there choices that you need to make in order to be happy with who you are? Because that's the power that we have as humans. We have the power that has created who we are up to this point. And therefore, we have the power to change who we are beyond this point. I have had to do this exercise on many, many occasions, the looking in the mirror exercise. You know, most recently, when I was going through my cancer journey and when I was first diagnosed, I was incredibly angry. At one point, I was super angry at the people who had misdiagnosed me because I was misdiagnosed twice. I was really angry at being incapacitated. I was unable to walk. I was unable to exercise. I was unable to work. There was so much that I was angry about. And I was going down a very deep, dark hole. And I wanted revenge. I wanted revenge for the person who misdiagnosed me. And I was going to ask for strategies as to how I could do that. And there was a whole lot of negative energy that was surrounding me. I felt like if you looked in the mirror, there'd be this black cloud behind me. And I laughed, but it's not funny. Because that is the energy that I was carrying around with me at a time when I needed to have really clean energy, really positive energy, when I was going through the treatment for my cancer. And I've had to go through this exercise quite a few times as a leader, and also when I was wanting to step up into a senior leadership role. I really had to look at myself and go, are you being the person who you want to be? Are you being the person that you aspire to be? Are you being the person who will get you towards your goals, to achieve your goals, closer to your vision? Are you being someone that you're proud of right now? And are you happy? Are you feeling happy with who you are? And if the answer is yes, that's fantastic. If the answer is no, again, that's where some choices need to be made. I feel like now when time can be a real challenge for people and self-reflection is something that is compromised for scrolling or being out there and socializing and being amongst it rather than taking time to self-reflect. And I'm not saying that being out there and being amongst it is a bad thing. Absolutely not. What I'm saying is I think for us to progress and to be the best leaders of self that we can be, we need to be answering the question of, are you happy with who is looking back at you from the mirror, far beyond your appearance, more frequently. So that is what this podcast is about. If you're listening to this right now and you think, okay, I need to be looking a bit deeper here, then I want to help you do that. And even if you think, yeah, I'm pretty happy with who I am right now. I think as we evolve, as we grow, as we develop as people, there is always a period of time where we can adjust or leverage or stop certain behaviors to help us get closer to where we want to be and help us to create a legacy that we are really, really proud of. I have always said that you cannot be a leader of others until you are a leader of self in the first instance. And this is the start of it. It's very much understanding if you're living in alignment with your values, with your priorities, if your habits are supporting your values and your priorities, if your habits are supporting where you want to go, if your habits are supporting the leader that you want to be, the role model that you want to be, the parent that you want to be, the partner that you want to be, whatever that looks like for you. But having a deep sense of self-awareness about you and who you are is critical to that. Knowledge is power. And as hard as it can be sometimes to look in the mirror, it's something that you need to do to move forward, something that you need to do to grow. So what I would love you to do in this very quick little potty, and I'm not going to labor on this, it's just pausing, it's breathing, and it's looking at you in the mirror deeply. Or you don't even have to look in a mirror if you don't really want to. You can really reflect on this and think, am I happy with who I am being right now? Am I happy with who I have been this week, this month? And see what the answers are for you. Like the truth, not the ego coming back and talking to you going, yeah, you're fantastic. Because you might have achieved great results, but it's how you achieve those results. It's the who you're being that is most important in your equation. And I think when we really start to understand that more, and it is a journey, and I am so on this journey, it's not something that I have nailed, and I don't think anyone has nailed, unless you're a monk. Maybe a monk has. The point is that we can all learn, we can all grow, we can all evolve into better versions of ourselves, whether that's through leverage, whether that's through change. So we can be dynamic, we can be adaptive. The point is that we can all learn, we can all grow, we can all evolve into better versions of ourselves, whether that's through leverage, whether that's through change. So we can be dynamic, we can be adaptive, and we can live and lead a life that we truly love. That's what life is all about. It's too short not to do that. So I hope that this little potty has been helpful for you. And I hope that this is something that you listen to on an ongoing basis, or put a little reminder in your calendar to really think about that question, or make it part of your reflective strategy for the week. Am I happy? Do I feel fulfilled in who I am right now? And if not, what are the things that you need to change in order to do that? And it's not a click of the finger thing. I totally get that. But you can implement steps to get there. It's all progress. So I hope you've enjoyed tuning into this today. And if this has brought anything up for you, please reach out, because I have mentoring spots available in my mentoring program where I take people through this and get them really anchored to who they are, aligned with their values and their priorities. And share this with people who you think might benefit from it. So thank you as always for tuning in, and I look forward to talking to you next week.